You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. And most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests and first-timers, both of them on Ron Siegel Radio, Jeremy Lehman, Seven Gables Real Estate. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And Pat Moran is here from VIP Insurance Services. Welcome, Pat.
Thank you, Ron.
Glad to have you with us as well. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today, and I love this one. Celebration every day. And obviously, as we look to the calendar, we know it is Friday. That means date night trivia question coming up, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. But today we are celebrating National Blonde Brownie Day. Now, you know me, I've beaten anorexia. Any brownie's a good brownie. Blonde brownies, you gotta love them. I'm ready. Tell me where you're getting your best brownies from, and if they're blonde, all the better. You can put that right there, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. See if I've might have indulged at some of these same places that you've been indulging as well. Just a thought there. Once we celebrate, I guess we better get to some work, connecting some dots. Big headlines out right now, and it's kind of interesting how few people understand the marketplace. But I'm going to connect those dots for you. We saw a great number come out this morning, and I'm going to say great is in quotation marks. The existing home sales report came out, and I'm hearing a lot of folks saying how great this report was, and then I realize how few really understand the marketplace. Why is it that there's a great existing home sales report that's come out today? Answer is very, very simple. It's called government intervention. If you recall, the existing home sales number was down about 10.5% for November. Yet today we're seeing that it soared 14.7% in December. Do you think there's a little carryover of one to the other? What do you think is the cause of that? Well, if you are a regular listener of Ron Siegel Radio, you can thank those two numbskulls.
You're absolutely useless.
Dodd and Frank came up with some law following their name, the Dodd-Frank Act. Part of that created our friends at the CFPB. Again, I use quotes, our friends at the CFPB. Talk about a monarchy, but I won't get into that. Yeah, maybe I will. But here it is. We came up with this new law that was implemented October 3rd, and it takes about an extra week now to get home financing completed. When you think about that, it pushed a lot of existing home sales closures back in the month of November. They were pushed back into December. Well, when you push those numbers into December, which is traditionally a slower month anyway, well, of course, you're going to see a big jump back because it's just a flow through. It's very similar if you were in the marketplace, I think it was probably around 2010, 2011 timeframe, when we had the big stimulus package for housing. And we put together a program where you got a rebate or a tax credit for buying a house. It pulled forward people that were going to buy housing at one period into another period. That's all we're seeing right now. So don't get too excited when you see the idea that existing home sales come roaring back. You got to look into the numbers. The headlines do not tell you the true story. Just like the headlines this morning when the stock market opened with a 200-point surge, does that mean that we're all better from earlier in the week when we were down 500 points? Well, no. Mario Draghi opened his mouth and it changed the market. Didn't do anything like most politicians. He just opened his mouth. The market reversed by 300 points on him saying that we need a little more stimulus. Well, does that not tell you what our economy is based on? Our entire economy right now is being based on stimulus. When the stimulus goes away, we see what's happened. What we're doing right now is pulling a Band-Aid off just an eighth of an inch at a time. If we would take the medicine and get some jobs created, get some businesses doing what they do best, innovating, and get the government out of the way, we would see that we would have a real economy, not this one where Mario Draghi can come out and say, the European Central Bank needs to stimulate the economy more, put more money into the economy, and we get some false excitement. That excitement isn't really there. We're seeing now three quarters in a row where corporate, and I go by the S&P 500, where corporate earnings are regressing. Well, I told you at the beginning of the year, maybe even the end of last year, I'd have to find the exact date, that whenever we've had two quarters in a row where this has happened, the stock market drops 20%. Well, what do you think is going to happen now? We're already down about 10% this year. Market was up 200 points earlier today. It's up about 120 as we speak right now. Yes, I see oil is coming back a little bit. It's up 7% as I'm speaking to you. But we announced yesterday that there's a glut of oil on the market. When there's a glut of oil on the market, why are prices going up? Economics 101, it's been in existence since well before Barack Obama was born and this new economy was in place. I'm just saying that's some of the numbers that you need to understand. I mean, you look at our economy, gas prices still dropping, except here in the state of confusion. $1.84.6 nationally. There are now 38 states under $2 a gallon in gas, paying under $2 a gallon in gas. Now, in California, we've got 46 cents a gallon in taxes alone. Think about that. With us paying right now, California, $2.698. By the time you take state and federal taxes, probably 20% of what you're paying at the pump is going to the government. Aren't you excited about that?
So I know who's asked to kick.
Exactly. Keep on voting the same way and wonder why we get a change, why we're not getting any changes. I don't get it. We will see what happens there, but there are still some jobs out there. Yeah, some we'll talk about jobs a little bit later. Because we got two great guests in the studio today, I'm going to jump our schedule, and I'm going to give you our date night trivia question right now. Especially because it does feature one of my favorite subjects. Date night trivia presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. They are kind enough to give us a gift certificate for dinner for two right there at Reunion Kitchen and Drink. They've got a couple of new restaurants opening as well. Dinner for two, we've got movie tickets, Starbucks, money coming with that. So here's the question, here's the trivia question. Earlier this week, our international wine guru, Robert Mott, was on the program, and he shared we were talking about corkage fees. Now you're getting why I enjoy this topic so much. Corkage fees, yes, I do enjoy a good bottle of wine. So we were talking about corkage fees, and we were talking about a very, very famous restaurant up in the Napa Valley region. It's actually in the city of Yountville. French Laundry is the name. What do they charge as a corkage fee at the French Laundry? If you are the third person to post the correct answer, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, you will win that package. Again, what does the French Laundry in Yountville charge for their corkage fees? Don't go Googling it. You have to listen to what Robert Mott had to say. Earlier in the week, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. when we come back. Should I buy now or wait until next year? Real estate, what do you think? The anti-401k, the anti-program. We're going to talk about that as well. Surefire plan to achieve your goal of home ownership this year. Three ways to avoid tax fraud. All that and more. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7747.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. You cannot get the true value or equity of your home, again, as I've shared with you many times, without talking to a real estate professional. Now, I don't do it. I just understand how these things are. I see a lot of postings on Facebook nowadays and on the internet. Oh, just put your address in here and we'll tell you what the value of your home is. Hogwash. Worthless. You need to talk to a real estate professional. They're the ones that are going to be able to give you the guidance on the equity of your property. There's so many of these sites now that want to tell you that they can do it all automated. And I'm here to tell you, as a consumer advocate, again, you know I've got a real estate license. I don't use it. But here's the issue. The real estate professionals know if you're on the right side of the golf course or the wrong side of the golf course. I don't think that some online service is going to understand that. They're going to know if you've got a view or don't have a view. They're going to know in that conversation period with you whether your house is that 70s avocado look or a little bit more modern. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review to 79564, and you can talk to one of the real estate professionals, the area trusted professionals. Question this morning, should I buy now or wait until next year? I'm going to give you this real quick, so make sure that you're listening close. These are all items, assuming age of 30, age 31 next year. Obviously, we hope that you grow 1 year between now and then. But so it's geared toward our millennials. You can buy now. Interest rates, 4.01%. That's a Freddie Mac rate. Projection, 4.8 for next year. Again, that's Freddie Mac. $250,000 home. Again, you can do the multiplication if you can't find one for $250,000. If you're looking at $500,000, just multiply by two. If you're looking at $1 million, multiply by four. CoreLogic is saying a 5.3% appreciation rate. Now, they're talking in California actually at 10.8, but we're not going to use that number. A $250,000 home is $263,000 a year from now. Mortgage payment, $1,195 a month now, projected would be $1,382. Now, you're going to save $186 a month by buying now versus waiting. What'll that get you? Well, a cup of coffee, maybe? Lunch? Friday night sushi? Date night? New car? $186 a month? Annually, you're looking at about $2,200 a month. That might get you a little bit of a vacation, pay off some credit cards. But here's the important part. Over 30 years, that's $67,000 just by making a decision to act now as opposed to waiting for a year. It's your choice. I've made mine. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. Chat a little bit to Jeremy Lehman. He is the office leader at Seven Gables. What do you think, Jeremy? Do you think people should wait or buy now?
Well, you know, gosh, so much goes into that, right? Predictions I've heard are for Orange County specifically are modest increases in prices this year, about 2.5%, 3%, something like that. Haven't seen the latest. We have an economic forecast coming up here at the beginning of February, so we'll see. But so that 10 or 12% or whatever overall in California is pretty high for what we're looking at here in Orange County for sure.
You know, something I agree with you. I look at it, and I know I went to the Chapman University forecast. They certainly weren't talking about anywhere in the 10% range. CoreLogic's got a pretty good track record, though, yep. Right? I mean, but in any event,
is that overall California or Orange County specific?
That was California as a total.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just look at – yeah, I mean, obviously, we're talking about Inland Empire, which has a smaller base. We're talking about some of the Central Valley. It's got a smaller base, so it's easy to – now, if you talk about a $250,000 house going up $25,000
is higher percentage
is easier than a $500,000 house going up $50,000 or $1 million house.
In Orange County, our prices have increased so much over the past few years that it's definitely been tapering off, and inventory is still low. You know, there's so many factors I think to look at. I think need is the biggest one. If you're looking at buying a house, mortgage rates are still low, and that's certainly something we have to take into consideration. You're not going to see a lot of appreciation, but we also don't have anything in the near future showing us that home prices are going to decrease either, right? So it seems like a pretty good time.
Well, it's certainly a lot more stable than watching the stock market going up 100 or 200 or 500 points any given day.
Or down,
right? And mom is certainly a lot more excited about the stability of her real estate than she is of her retirement account.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. So let's talk a little bit. I know that you do a lot, and you've done a lot with the MLS here, the Multiple Listing Service, and the Board of Realtors here.
Sure.
What are your thoughts about all these different apps that are out that for real estate? Is it taking over for the professional realtor?
When you say apps, be more specific.
Well, I know that Zillow's got something. Oh. Trulia's got something. We see these apps that you can just put in your address and get a competitive market analysis.
Yeah.
I don't like those things, but...
Yeah, no, so, you know, there's this thought process from consumers that MLS data is automatically on sites like Trulia and Zillow, and the reality is not. There's the direct feed. It's an opt-in situation for brokers. So, you know, just to kind of build the picture for the consumers, real estate agents, we use a central database called the Multiple Listing Service, and that's where all listings are added when we take a listing. And then those listings are syndicated out to other websites such as Zillow or Trulia. Well, a broker can choose not to do that, or an agent can go add inventory directly that may not be accurate, or worse yet, if my site syndicates directly to Zillow or Trulia or sites like that, if it gets pending or sold, it doesn't necessarily show on sites like Zillow and Trulia. So there's about a 20% discrepancy, last I heard. So I'm not a big fan of those sites compared, of those apps compared, but you know, there's some great ones out there. Redfin has a fantastic app. You know, our brokerage just launched one called the HomeSpotter, which is directly connected to the MLS. So then the home valuation stuff, I mean, you nailed it in the beginning. You know, we can sort of guess a price range. You know, if you're in Anaheim Hills and in a certain neighborhood with a certain square footage, we can guess. But once we get there, we see your view or the dated stuff that's going on in your house, or the premium kitchen that you added that's better than everybody else's in the neighborhood. We've got, you know, landslide issues or soil condition issues, right? All these things that go into determining value that people don't really think about. So there's no way an app's going to be able to tell you that kind of stuff.
So, I mean, I'm in complete agreement with you. I shared that earlier in the broadcast. And I noticed a lot of the great real estate agents are going out and they do what they call a broker preview. Mm-hmm. And that pretty much allows the agents to look in the neighborhood that they specialize in and see, in essence, what the competition is. Yep. Right? So that's going to be another way that the agent's going to be able to walk into your house and say, okay, two doors down, I saw X. Right. I mean,
but yeah. So we're, you know, for especially for new agents, but all of my agents are out previewing properties all the time. You know, new agents will come to us and say, hey, I really kind of want to hit the ground running. Hey, what's the best way for me to get to know real estate? See as many houses as you possibly can. You know, over time, when I walk into a listing appointment or I'm talking to somebody about the value of their home, we're able to talk about this experience. You know, I've been in your neighbor's homes. I've seen most of the homes that have sold in the neighborhood over the past X amount of years. That's certainly going to give me the experience to be able to help price your property correctly.
And that's what you're really, I'm a big believer that you don't pay real estate agents, right? And what I mean by that is they're going to bring so much additional value that there's no cost to it. You're getting, it's basically, I think I term it a return on investment.
Sure.
Right? So why would you want to try and do those things on your own? I've been seeing more and more stories lately about for sale by owner.
Yeah.
And to me, when you try and sell your property by owner, and I'll ask, I think I know your thought here also, but I mean, I need knee surgery, right? And I could probably go on Google and figure out how to do it, but I wouldn't want to do it on myself.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not quite surgery, but yeah, I get what you're saying. You know, what's interesting is with all these apps, you know, I'm glad you kind of tied the two together. So we've all these great consumer facing apps, Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, Redfin, all these things where consumers can go and look at the market. The reality is, since 2001, and I forget the number before then, but I want to say something like 80% of consumers weren't using an agent closer to 2001, and now it's about 92% of consumers use an agent. So with all this, we'll call it disruption, because that's what it's referred to as disruptive technology, right?
Sure.
Allowing people to do their own kind of stuff. And despite all of that, people are using a real estate agent more today than they ever have before. You know, we know that this is a long-term stat, but for sale by owners, typically 80, 90% of the time they end up listing with an agent because they can't get it done themselves.
And they get less money in the end. If they do get it done themselves, they get less money than if they did
sure.
The agent.
Yeah, but, you know, true, absolutely. And to be fair, you know, I've seen a handful of situations where for sale by owner was a fantastic idea. You know, and there are times when that might work. You've got a family member that wants to buy the home and you're not worried about amounts, or a friend of mine sold to the city, you know, things like that where you don't get an agent involved. I can see it. But, you know, the reality is consumers are demanding an agent more today than they ever have before in the history of real estate.
And I think maybe one of the best things about the apps that you're talking about is, and I say this with all candor, when I went to college at Chapman College, now Chapman University, you actually learn more questions than you learn answers.
Sure.
And I think a lot of those apps give me more questions to ask a professional than the other way around. If that's kind of what, if you want to use the apps, hey, that's great, but call the professional, say, you know, so I saw this, what do you think? And that way you speak from a little bit more of a educated foundation. We'll continue our conversation. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, to 401k or not 401k, hopefully you're going to retire. So we're going to chat about that. We will also talk about some ways to avoid tax fraud and a surefire plan to achieve your goal of home ownership this year. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back, Ron Siegel Radio. Whenever market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. The reason I know that is they're all wrong. I've been looking at credit reports since the 90s. And regardless of whether the credit score is in the 800s, which I've seen some of those, or in the 400s, I've seen many of those, I've never, ever seen one that's completely accurate. Never. CreditSanitizer.com. They've got the solution for you. Just visit them. So what are some ways to avoid tax fraud this year? Number one, do a credit freeze. That is really when you just let the bureaus know, hey, I'm not buying anything new. I don't need any credit. I'm not having my credit checked. Freeze your credit so that nobody's able to do anything with that. Remember, this time of year, we get a lot of times where people are filing credit or tax returns fraudulently, and then they get your refund and you don't. Beware of reload scams. This is a time when you need to be aware of anyone calling or emailing you trying to impersonate the IRS. The cons may ask you to click a link or to verbally confirm additional personal information over the phone. If they're asking you to confirm information over the phone, don't go there. Reduce your withholding at work. This is a biggie right now. If you're looking to do your, you know, change your withholding, that means you're filing a new tax form with your employer. Well, take the form in. Don't email those forms unless you've got a secure link to email them. Now, if you just bought a house recently, talk to your tax professional about changing your withholding. I hear this one all the time. I love when people tell me, I got a big tax refund. Well, two things I'm going to tell you there. Number one, if you got a big tax refund, I just did a marketing piece. I can send it to you if you like. Email me, ron@ronsiegelradio.com. Take that tax refund and buy a new property. Invest in real estate. Buy your kids a property, something like that. But go into your HR department and tell them to change your withholding. You don't want to get a big tax refund. That means you're giving the government your money to hold interest-free. Can you find something better to do with your money than give it to the government interest-free? They've already proven they don't know how to manage money, $19 trillion in debt. Think about it. That is Your Credit Matters, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. So at this time of year, I speak frequently about the ruse, my term, that's called the 401k. The idea of the government coming out and telling you that if you'll take your hard-earned money and invest it pre-tax, that you can grow that money and then have a great retirement. Funny that they don't ever talk about the fact that you get to pay them more money down the road. And it's kind of interesting. I was on a call recently and I heard Pat Moran talking about this same thing. Very few people, Pat, are talking about the idea that the government, the idea of the 401k is a government ruse to take our money.
I've often said that I don't think the government was idiots when they created that. The nice thing is they give you these tax deductions up front and you're all pleased that you get some tax savings on your current income tax. But the reality is if you do a halfway decent job, you grow that money over the long term, the government's going to sit at the end of it all, and that's where they're going to collect their pound of flesh. And there's a number of
2 pounds at that time.
There's a number of studies out there that have actually shown, ironically, that you could pay as much as 5 to 10 times more in the way of tax by deferring in a 401k than by maybe looking at some after-tax alternatives and not doing the 401k. The biggest argument that I get pre-401k is my employer has a match, and I understand that. And certainly, I'm not out there saying that you shouldn't do a 401k. For most people, it's one of the forced ways that they can save. The second thing is there is that free money that you get. I asked people, how did that free money feel in 2008? Most of them said, not too good. But the reality is, if you are going to do it, well, then I guess you can participate up to the match. But don't go putting in more money after that, because the reality is that you are going to pay a lot more in tax. And it's a very simple math to show you that if you defer for 10 years and then you go and you presumably pull it out 10 years or 15 years from now, that the taxes are really going to eat up most of the savings that you realized while you were putting it away to begin with. So I'm not a huge fan of the 401k. The other thing is all the risks that are inherent in the 401ks also. People have to choose the right investment allocation. People have to figure out, should I be in the market, out of the market? There's this whole emotional thing that takes place. So the reality is you also accept a lot of risk by tying that money up. And I read a study recently that as many as 60 to 70% of 401ks right now have some sort of a loan associated with them. That really tells me that people are deferring money that they really otherwise can't be deferring because an emergency happened, maybe an illness or the air conditioner broke or something of this nature. So where do they go? The one place they have money is their 401k. So they go to borrow it, and they don't realize that if they don't pay it back, there's going to be some penalties associated with pulling it out before 59 and a half. And there's also going to be taxes that are associated with it. So there's many different things that I like to take a look at when concerning a 401k. And I really feel that a properly funded index universal life plan over the long term, a life insurance plan, can really trump a 401k when it's done properly.
So that's basically what your alternative is, because we certainly know a couple of things. Hopefully we're going to get to retire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully we're going to get to age 60, 70, 80, whenever we look at retiring. And based on current numbers, even if the Social Security system is in place then, it's hard to retire on what we get in Social Security.
Well, and the other thing is that most people don't realize when you go to pull money out of a 401k that it creates an income tax scenario where much as 50 to 85% of your Social Security is going to get calculated back into your taxes also. So even though you get the Social Security benefit, you're going to pay tax on the Social Security. So really, how much are you netting after? With the insurance plan, one of the nice benefits that I get is tax-free income coming out on the back end, so I don't have to worry about its compounding effect on Social Security. I truly get a net-net dollar as opposed to worrying about taxes taking 20, 30, 40% of that before I even touch it.
So explain this whole idea of insurance to me. I don't know that everybody understands that part of it.
Well, again, it's just another alternative that you consider for retirement planning. You know, gosh forbid it's insurance. Sometimes that's, right
big,
up there.
Big, bad insurance.
Right, that's right up there with going to see the lawyer or something of this nature. But the reality is that insurance can be one of the greatest tax loopholes that people don't use, because the money that grows in the insurance policy under government regulations now can grow tax deferred. And then when we do distributions on the back end, we can also take it out tax-free when it's structured properly. That income is not counted as traditional income for tax purposes. It's considered a withdrawal or borrowing from the insurance policy. So when the money comes out on the back end, it has some really neat tax-free properties associated with it. And what we do is it's kind of like a Roth IRA concept where we supercharge it. A Roth is limited, has certain income limitations, how much money you can put into it, how much money you can make to actually participate in a Roth. With insurance, I don't have to worry about any of that. I can put in $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. I can really do some neat things with it. And what I do is I put it in an index universal life plan so that when the money's coming in, part of it does have to go to service the insurance contract, the fees and costs. But then a lion's share of the money can also go into an investment account. That investment account tracks the performance of the S&P 500. So the 500 largest companies that people know, and in times of uncertainty, people are going to run back to the Johnson & Johnsons and the Apple and the Pepsi, things of this nature. But one of the nice caveats that I get with the Index Universal Life Plan is, again, I don't get 100% of the upside. I might get 60 to 70% of the upside of the S&P 500, but I have none of the downside by agreeing to that, which means that the market falls apart 5, 10, 15%, I'm going to get zero. So the reality is Warren Buffett, arguably one of the best investors that we've ever seen, has two simple rules. Number one is don't lose money. Number two is
follow. I like that rule.
Number two is follow rule number one.
Yeah.
So the reality is with the Index Universal Life Plan, I can create a scenario where I can build a really nice retirement account that has some downside protection for the investor, has some upside participation in the stock market, and then has some really neat tax-free qualities to the way the income comes out on the back end.
How do you go wrong there? You've got downside protection, upside benefit, and you cut the government out.
I think it's a great plan. Again, one of the things,
before you go too far with that though, Pat, one of the things I do want to make sure that you understand here is it's got to be structured properly. There is
absolutely
a way of doing this the wrong way, and then you lose all the benefits.
Absolutely. And right, the other thing is it might be a piece to what you're doing overall. I don't think you have to throw everything into this bucket, but I do think it's a neat way to diversify your portfolio. The other thing is one of the negatives with insurance is that in the first part of the contract, you're going to be prepaying costs and fees and commissions and things that are associated with the product. So it does take a longer-term approach with retirement planning to really see that money take off and grow. So if you put it in a year from now, don't expect to hit a home run, because in the first 4, 5, 6 years, you're going to prepay those costs and expenses, which is not necessarily a bad thing, because you're prepaying the costs of insurance and the expenses while you're younger. so that when you get older, there isn't this huge detrimental effect on what those costs and fees would be. Basically, they're taken, you know, out of the contract. So you have a significant compounding of your money that takes place in the 10 to 20 years, the 20 to 30 years. And so what we're able to do with that cash value is create an income stream for a retiree or someone that's planning that will basically come out tax-free, and we can structure it to try to provide income for the rest of their lives. One of the challenges that you have with the 401k is, again, you always have these taxes, or excuse me, you always have these fees that are building up on that money. Nobody talks about it, but the average 401k has 1% to 2% of expenses that are associated with it that are going to happen regardless if you make money or lose money, that continue to magnify themselves as the money's growing. And then you have this tax that's taking place in the end when you go to use it.
And that's the one that really kills you, is the tax at the end. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more with both of our guests, Jeremy Lehman, and we're going to talk real estate with him. Pat Moran, we'll talk in insurance and retirement planning. I've talked to you many, many times about planning. That's our whole focus on Ron Siegel Radio. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And stay tuned. Bottom line, stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800 800- 306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. Text ATP to 79564. ATP to 79564. Do a two-minute survey, and we will help you create your household board of directors. That means you need to know a real estate person, professional in your area, mortgage professional, tax planner, CPA, financial planner, insurance. You might need to know a estate planning attorney, family lawyer. All of them are part of your household board of directors. You need them. And it's pretty simple to get them now because I've talked to all of them that are in your neighborhood. Text ATP 79564. Surefire plan to achieve your goals of home ownership this year. First off is talk to the professionals. Talk to your board of directors. Set up your goals. Understand that planning is where it's going to start. You know, I'm not a big fan of the 401k. If you've got one of those things, you may want to take a, Pat was just talking about borrowing from the 401k. One of the few times I think it's good to borrow from a 401k is to buy a house. If you're paying somebody else's mortgage, heck, borrow from your 401k, get yourself a house and stop paying somebody else's mortgage. Set up a plan. Follow the path of goal setting to home ownership. It's odd that 3% of Americans set goals, and those happen to be the same 3% that are ultra successful. Think about it. If you want the whole report here, just give me a holler, 800-306-1990. We'll set up that game plan for you. Again, most of it I do not do. Yes, I do lead a lending team with our friends over at VIP Mortgage. But the bottom line is it's not about me, and it's not about any of the guests I ever bring on the broadcast. It's about you. And if I ever find a guest that does not follow that same mantra, they don't get on the show. If they fool me, that's only once. We find out about it. We've also got for you this morning our featured home today. It's an interesting one. I'm watching what numbers are going on. Featured home today by Melinda Johnson, 5810 East Paseo Balboa. I love Balboa. This happens to be Anaheim Hills, though, not at the water. Quiet cul-de-sac. You might not want to leave this one. Four-bedroom home like that. Main floor bedroom. You don't find that very often. Full bathroom, indoor laundry. I'm glad they're not doing their laundry outside. Well-appointed home. Think about this one, $729,000. No mortgage insurance when you're putting 10 or 15% down. Looking at rates, though, 4.25%. I guess I better find the APR so they don't get mad at me. 4.35 APR. 4.125% if you put 20% down. Not too chabby there either, 4.225 APR. So you're looking at about $2,800 to $3,000 a month. Think about it. I think they're going to hold it open this weekend. If you want more information, just give me a holler again, 800-306-1990. That is our featured home today. Continuing our conversation, we're talking with Pat Moran, VIP Insurance, Jeremy Lehman, Seven Gables Real Estate. Don't have a lot of time left, guys, but Jeremy, I hear people talk about, and I've gotten three people have reached out to me recently about getting involved in the real estate as a business. What are the steps there, and do you recommend it? I mean, I saw somebody come into one of the offices I was in yesterday, and it was somebody looking into getting into selling title insurance. Uh-huh. And one of the people there said that the only advice I can give you on selling title insurance is the same advice the AAA gives about driving in New York City. Don't. What do you say? Is real estate a good area to get involved in as far as a job?
Yeah, first of all, I was in title insurance for almost 11 years, and that's a tough one. Real estate's fantastic. It's just not for everybody. And I say that to new agents over and over, and I say it to existing agents. You know, it's a business that takes a lot of self-discipline and the ability to create relationships and trust over time and the drive to be an expert in understanding the housing markets, you know, and that's not an easy thing to do. It's probably a 60-hour week for most successful
agents. Wait. 60 hours... I always hear about the agents. They people want to get into real estate. They see the big commissions. They're going to work 4 or 5 hours a week and make huge money.
Yeah. I've never seen that. If you can show me that person, I'd love to meet them.
I don't see them. I hear about it, though. You know, that's a perception.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it appears to be easy money for everybody. At Seven Gables, I'm always talking to new agents and letting them know the real truth, and that is it's a long week, you know. You might be able to get to a point in your career where you've done enough business over a long period of time that's going to organically get you new business without putting in that 60 hours a week. But to build a business that you're going to make a living off of, it takes a lot of hard work.
You know something? I'm glad that you put it that way, just because so many people think that real estate, they only see, it's like everything. You only see, I mean, you go to a doctor and I saw him for 10 minutes and he charged me $100, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't take into account the fact that he had to go to 10 years of medical school and he has to go to conferences to keep up on the latest and the greatest and all the education that goes into that 10 minutes of being able to do an evaluation.
Yeah, it's a great analogy. And, you know, the other thing, too, is the agents are really good at it. You'll notice most of them have a lot of fun doing it. It's a people business. We're interacting with clients and you know, buyers and sellers all the time and each other. And it's a lot of fun. You know, there's a lot of energetic people in this business that make it a fun day. But it's still hard work. You know, it's to say it's not work would just be demeaning to all the people that do a really good job at it.
Glad you, yeah. And you know something, that's Jeremy's the type of person, I'm glad that you put it that way, because that's exactly what I like bringing to our audience is the facts, right? It's not a get-rich-quick scheme.
Not at all.
Right? You gotta pay your dues. Now, what are your thoughts? I want to ask you one more question, then I want to jump over to Pat, though, also. The new agent, do you go out there and just start, or do you pay your dues working on a team or get a mentor? What are your thoughts there?
You know, all of the above. It depends on the agent. Some are incredibly talented enough. They've been sort of just kind of naturals at it, right? So they might be able to jump in and do their own thing without a team, but picking the right brokerage that has a culture and leadership team that fit kind of what you're trying to do and where you want to be too. I mean, being geographically, you know, in the area is helpful. Those are all things you have to consider when creating your own business.
Great information. If you want to meet Jeremy, remember, you can just call me at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch. Pat, there's a couple of, it's something that I was told about once, and I don't know whether it kind of fits in with the contracts that you're talking about, but people that go and they buy these huge contracts out of the block, an insurance contract, mm-hmm. and they use it as a business expense, mm-hmm. a sole proprietor generally, or a closely held company. Something called a modified endowment contract.
What that basically is that insurance, as I talked about earlier, enjoys some significant tax benefits. However, there were people that kind of blew the insurance deal in the past, where they would go through and they would buy a death benefit of, let's say, $100,000, but they'd put $1 million of cash in the contract. And in theory, the government would never see that money again.
What a shame.
Well, so they created this thing called these TEFRA corridors, which basically state that there has to be X amount of insurance to justify the amount of cash that you're putting into the contract. If you blow through that corridor, then the tax benefits that you're going to receive, the tax-free benefits, go away. You've created a modified endowment contract, and now you have a taxable potential event on the money that's accumulating in the policy as opposed to the tax-free. And again, as I told you, the tax loopholes are what can make insurance so very, very attractive. The other thing I thought, Ron, that was pretty interesting, we were talking off camera about the fact that most people think that by doing it themselves, they're going to save a bunch of money. They'll hear these websites on radio or something, you know, buy insurance directly through us. And what people don't understand is they're going to pay the same amount of money, whether they're talking to Pat Moran or they're talking to SelectQuote, about the same commissions, cost, things of this nature. But by talking to Pat Moran, now I can truly design a policy and a solution that specifically fits their situation, as opposed to just talking to a person on the phone over the internet and assuming that that's going to be the catch-all. Same way with Ron and his business. You know, there's a value to having him there. And most people would argue that you're going to pay more in the way of costs and times and things by not using an expert like Ron, or not using an expert like Pat Moran, or not using Jeremy, and realize that they're going to incur more costs and fees than if they would just go to these professionals up front and get it done the right way to begin with.
Well, one of the things I want to really, really hone in on is the fact that if you go online, if you just heard Pat this morning chatting about the use of the insurance contract, and yeah, you can go online and find that contract. But again, here's the thing that you really need to understand is when you do that, if you don't speak to somebody, if you don't do all the research of the ins and outs and the pitfalls, and you haven't talked to somebody like Pat, you might find out that mech that he was just describing, you just buried yourself. Because you didn't make that one phone call and it would have cost you absolutely nothing. So think about that contact. I tell you all the time, your household board of directors will cost you absolutely nothing because it's a return on investment that we're talking about. And speaking of that, be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A very big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.